Really don't mind if you sit this one out. My words but a whisper, your deafness a shout. Your sperm's in the gutter, your love's in the sink.
Last year, I walked the route I used to take to school. I walked again the route I used to take to school, and I videotaped it. I stopped at the top of the hill, and I panned between the schoolyard and the graveyard. I introduced them formally, in case it had not been done before. I claimed that every stone had my name on it, which is absolutely true. Every stone bears my name. If Oprah is every woman, I am every corpse in this small place. So, having no reason to linger graveside, I turned to the right and entered the school grounds. Everything is vast and empty, and I remember nothing, nothing but the old crippled tree. I approach it spinning, like a child, and for possible visual effect. When I get to the tree, I turn the camera off, and I put the camera away, and I take out this notebook and my pen. One can only employ one weapon, one apparatus, at a time, and if all appears here to you simultaneously, seamlessly, timelessly, well, it's all done in post. It's all done too late. Post, post, post. So I sat under the tree with my pen and my notebook, but I did not write these words. Instead, I drew this little cartoon, which turned out very well. I am writing these words now, New Year's Day, 2006. I resolve nothing. I resolve nothing except to drink more and get that little cartoon published in the New Yorker, perhaps surrounded by some long feature on Liberia or pummeled by a Mavis Gallant story.
Try and catch some sun. Saw at least 100 schoolgirls sobbing into handkerchiefs as one. I don't believe they knew I was a schoolboy.